This is an extra episode of UFO Encounters, and in this episode, I'm talking about the Tehran UFO incident. In the early hours of September 19, 1976, something extraordinary happened over the city of Tehran. The people of Tehran's capital awoke to a spectacle that would baffle pilots, radar operators, military commanders, and even the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. For several hours, a brilliant and mysterious object dominated the night sky, outmaneuvering supersonic fighter jets, disabling their instruments, and defying every known law of flight. The event became one of the most thoroughly documented UFO encounters in modern history, supported by military radar data, multiple eyewitness accounts, and official reports. To this day, nearly half a century later, the Tehran UFO incident remains unexplained, its details as astonishing as when they first unfolded that night. Iran in the mid-1970s was a regional power and a close ally of the United States. The country's ruler, Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, had poured billions into modernizing the Imperial Iranian Air Force, turning it into one of the most sophisticated air arms outside NATO. Iranian pilots trained alongside Americans and flew cutting-edge aircraft like the McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom II, a twin-engine all-weather interceptor capable of speeds exceeding Mach 2. On the night of September 18, the skies over Tehran were clear and moonlit. The air was calm and visibility stretched for miles, perfect flying weather. No one could have imagined that within hours, those same skies would become the scene of a confrontation that would echo through the decades. At 12:30 a.m. local time, the control tower at Mehrabad International Airport, Tehran's main civilian and military airfield, began receiving phone calls. Residents from the northern suburbs of Shemiran, Nirvaran, and Lavizan were reporting a bright, strange object in the sky. It wasn't moving like an airplane or a helicopter. It shimmered, pulsated with colour, and hovered silently. The night duty officer at the tower, Mr. Hossein Peruzzi, listened with growing concern as call after call came in. At first, he thought it might be a star, or possibly Venus or Jupiter, which can appear exceptionally bright at certain times. But after hearing the same report from multiple neighbourhoods, he stepped outside to look for himself. High above the city, Peruzzi saw it, an intensely luminous object, far larger and brighter than any star. It glowed white at its centre, surrounded by flashing lights of red, blue, green and orange, which rotated around it in a steady rhythm. It appeared to hover motionless at first, but as he watched it, it suddenly darted to one side, then stopped again, as if it were observing the city. He went back inside, checked his radar screen and saw nothing unusual. But the object was clearly there, visible to the naked eye. Peruzzi called his superiors at the Iranian Air Force's command post. Within minutes, the Air Force alerted Shakuri Air Base, a major interceptor station west of the capital, and ordered a fighter scramble. Shortly after 1 a.m, the first F-4 Phantom II took off from Shakuri Air Base, commanded by an experienced pilot who had flown numerous night missions. From more than 70 miles away, he could already see the strange light hanging over Tehran. As the jet climbed to 30,000 feet and approached the target, the pilot realized the object wasn't stationary. It seemed to move away just as he tried to close in. When he adjusted his heading, the object shifted again, maintaining distance. Then, suddenly, something even stranger happened. The F-4's instruments began to fail. First, the cockpit lighting dimmed, then the radio went silent. Radar screens went black, navigation systems failed. The jet, equipped with some of the most advanced electronics of the time, had gone completely dead. The pilot, now flying without instruments in total darkness, immediately turned away. As soon as he did, the systems flickered back to life. Every instrument began functioning normally. When he tried again to turn around toward the object, the same failures repeated. At that point, fearing a total loss of control, the pilot broke off the chase and returned to base. The report of these failures alarmed Iranian command, They had never heard of a malfunction like this. A decision was made to send another aircraft, this time under the command of one of their best and most trusted pilots, Major Parviz Jafari. At 1:40 a.m., Major Parviz Jafari, squadron commander at Shakuri, was awakened at his quarters and ordered to scramble. He climbed into his F-4 Phantom with his radar intercept officer, First Lieutenant Jalal Damirian, and the two of them roared into the night sky. From the moment they reached altitude, they saw the object clearly, a brilliant, multicoloured sphere hanging motionless over Tehran. It was far larger than any aircraft light, pulsating with colours that seemed to blend and shimmer across its surface. Through their helmets, the men could see it at even 70 miles distance. Jafari accelerated to Mach 1.5, closing in fast. On the radar scope, Damirian locked onto the target at a range of 27 nautical miles. The radar return was strong, solid, as if it was reflecting from a large metal object roughly the size of a Boeing KC-135 tanker. As the F-4 approached, something remarkable happened. The luminous object began to move, not away, but toward them. It accelerated so rapidly that Jafari had never seen anything like it. In a few seconds, it had covered the distance and was now pacing his aircraft at high altitude. Through the cockpit canopy, Jafari could see that it was not a conventional aircraft. It emitted no engine noise, no exhaust, and no visible structure, only an intense brilliance that changed colour in patterns. At approximately 2 a.m, the unidentified object slowed down and then hovered again, almost as if it was inviting pursuit. Jafari levelled off and prepared to arm one of his AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles, which were heat-seeking and ideal for a target that glowed brightly. He locked onto the object visually and began the firing sequence. But at that exact moment, his weapons control panel went dark, his radio fell silent, every electronic system in the F-4, fire control, navigation, communication, suddenly failed. At the same instant, a smaller luminous object detached from the main one. It shot straight towards the F-4 at incredible speed, closing the distance in seconds. Jafari, unable to fire, instinctively pulled his jet into a sharp defensive dive. He prepared to eject, but just as the smaller object neared, it stopped in mid-air. It hovered momentarily, glowing intensely white, then turned and returned to the larger object. The moment it did, the F-4's systems came back online. The radar flickered back, the radio came to life, and the weapons control panel reactivated as if nothing had happened. Jafari levelled the jet and continued to observe the object from a safer distance. The larger craft now began to move slowly toward the south of Tehran. Its lights pulsed rhythmically, alternating between blue, orange and red. Jafari followed at a distance of about 15 nautical miles. Then, to his astonishment, another small object emerged from the main body. This one descended slowly toward the ground, trailing a bright greenish light, and appeared to come to rest near the city of Ray, about 25 miles south of Tehran. Jafari radioed the coordinates of the descending object to the control tower at Mehrabad, which confirmed visually that they could see the glowing sphere descending toward the ground. The tower logged the event and alerted the Air Defence Command. As the second smaller object descended, the main object remained in position, high above the city, illuminating the area below with a faint glow. For several minutes, both the descending and the hovering objects were visible from the air and the ground. After the smaller one appeared to land, the main object began to drift slowly eastward. It then accelerated upward at an extraordinary speed and disappeared into the upper atmosphere. The radar track at Mehrabad showed the object climbing rapidly until it vanished from scope entirely. Before dawn, Iranian Air Force Command organized a search and investigation team. A Bell 214 helicopter was dispatched from Mehrabad at first light to the area near Ray, where the smaller object was believed to have landed. Major Jafari himself, now back on the ground, joined the coordination team. The helicopter crew reported that they could still see a faint light or glow in the area from altitude, but when they arrived on site, They found no crater, no debris, and no sign of disturbance. Local villagers interviewed by the crew said they had seen a bright flash during the night, but nothing crashed. At roughly the same time, the crew of a civilian aircraft taking off from Mehrabad reported seeing an unusually bright object to the south, in the same direction Jafari had described. They confirmed it appeared stationary, radiating a steady orange light. At 4 a.m, another strange event occurred. Radar at Mehrabad detected a fast-moving object briefly crossing the sky near the same area. It was visible for less than a minute before disappearing. No aircraft was scheduled or in the air at that time. Because Iran was a close ally of the United States, news of the incident quickly reached the US military advisory group stationed near Tehran. Within days, the case was reported to the Defense Intelligence Agency and the US Air Force section at the embassy. On December 23, 1976, the DIA compiled a classified four-page report titled Iranian Air Force Sightings of UFOs. The report summarized the event based on debriefings with Iranian officials, radar data, and pilot testimony. It described the sequence of events with precision, from the initial civilian sightings to the radar lock-on and the failure of both jets' electronics. The document was circulated at top levels in the US government, including the White House, the National Security Agency, the CIA, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The final assessment was strikingly candid. It said, "This case is a classic which meets all the criteria necessary for a valid study of the UFO phenomena. The apparent high reliability of many of the witnesses, the physical effects reported on aircraft, the radar detection, and the direct visual sightings all indicate an object of unusual nature." This was no vague rumor or exaggeration. It was an official acknowledgement that something truly extraordinary had occurred. The Iranian pilots and radar operators who were on duty that night gave remarkably consistent accounts. They all described the same luminous object emitting intense multicolored light, capable of instantaneous acceleration, and seemingly intelligent behavior. Major Jafari's later statements added further detail. He described the main object as so bright that it lit up the surrounding sky and reflected off the surface of his aircraft. He estimated its size as comparable of that to a large passenger plane, though its shape was impossible to discern through the glare. The smaller objects, he said, were perfectly round, glowing white with a faint halo, and capable of high-speed manoeuvres. Ground observers reported that the object made no sound at all. The silence was one of the most unsettling aspects of the encounter. In a city familiar with the roar of jet engines, this brilliant visitor hovered and moved without a whisper. After dawn on September 19th, radar and air defense units remained on high alert. For several hours after sunrise, Mehrabad radar detected faint, intermittent returns in the same sector where the object had been seen. Iranian controllers described these returns as erratic and inconsistent with known aircraft behavior. The next evening, September 20, new calls came in from civilians who claimed to see bright lights moving in the sky again, though these were not confirmed on radar. Whether these later sightings were connected to the original event remains uncertain. The failure of the F-4's systems remains one of the most puzzling elements of the Tehran case. Both aircraft experienced nearly identical malfunctions. Total loss of radio, radar, and weapons control, and both regained function immediately upon distancing from the object. These were not minor glitches. The F-4 Phantom was a robust aircraft built for combat. For both jets to lose all systems simultaneously at the same relative distance from the same unknown target is nearly impossible to explain by ordinary means. The possibility that object emitted some form of electromagnetic energy capable of disabling electronics has often been discussed. Jafari himself believed the craft was intentionally using a form of interference, not as an attack, but as a kind of defensive measure to prevent pursuit. Although the DIA report circulated quietly among intelligence agencies, it was not made public until years later, after declassification. When it eventually surfaced, It caused a stir among UFO researchers, who hailed it as one of the most compelling pieces of government documentation ever released. In the years following the incident, Western defense analysts continued to mention the Tehran encounter in internal studies of unidentified aerial phenomena. For military strategists, the event demonstrated that unknown craft could interfere with advanced weapons systems, a potentially alarming capability. For Major Parviz Jafari, the night of December 19, 1976 changed everything. Years later, long after the 1979 Iranian Revolution and his retirement from the Air Force, he continued to speak openly about what he had seen. He never wavered in his account. The object, he insisted, was not from Earth. He told interviewers that its movement, speed, and control surpassed any human-made technology he had ever encountered. "It was not like anything I had seen before," he said. "It could stop instantly and accelerate to tremendous speed. No aircraft can do that." In later life, Jafari even appeared at international conferences on unidentified aerial phenomena, including a 2007 event at the National Press Club in Washington, where he retold his experience before journalists and researchers. "It was a craft," he said, "a structured craft that responded intelligently. It was observing us." When the object finally disappeared from Tehran skies, it left behind no wreckage, no evidence, only testimony and data that defied easy explanation. The people who saw it, from civilians in their gardens to pilots in supersonic jets, all agreed on one thing. What they witnessed was not ordinary. The Defense Intelligence Agency's words still echo today. "This case is a classic." And indeed it is. For on that silent night in 1976, the skies over Tehran briefly revealed something that challenged human understanding. Something that flew faster, moved smarter, and shone brighter than anything ever built by human hands. Whether a visitor from beyond or an intelligence unknown, it remains one of the most extraordinary encounters in aviation history. Today I was talking about the Tehran UFO incident. And just so you know, my book on verified near-death experiences is out now on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or on Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.